Episode 1351, Do Apologies Matter?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and that means it's Saturday, which makes it Relationship Builders. Are you ready for a stronger marriage, a better foundation for the two of you, raising up a family? We're going to talk about something that's not very popular. Do apologies matter? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, apologies these days can be taken for better or for worse. Do apologies matter when your spouse wrongs you? Marriage takes work. We know this. Nothing worth having comes easy. And when you add two flawed individuals, it's going to get very messy. Feelings hurt, false statements, exaggerated recollections. Fair or not, apologies are a part of relationships. However, we must be careful how apologies are used. So let's first describe really what an apology is. By definition, good old Webster and Google, it says this: a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or a failure. So you are acknowledging, when you apologize to somebody, you are acknowledging either an offense to someone or a failure. Now, I'm sure you can think of a time when you were wronged. There might have been a few different things that happened. An immediate apology. Oh, I'm so sorry I did that to you. Right? It just like happens immediately. Maybe it's a delayed apology. Not just 1 or 2 days, but more like 1 or 2 weeks, sometimes years. Then you have that heartfelt apology. And you just know that, oh my gosh, you know, they're melting, they're falling apart, saying how sorry they are in what happened. Maybe you've experienced a standoff apology where it's like, right. I'm not really wrong, but because you did this and this happened, well, I guess I'm sorry. So it's not really anything specifically personal of the person who is apologizing, right? So it's kind of that standoff apology. I'm going to say it, but do I really mean it? I don't know. Then you have a neutral apology. Everything's equal. You did this. I did this. We're just going to agree to disagree that this is how it is. And then there's no apology. Nothing happens. When you have all of that stuff, all that mess in our lives, and it is, it's a lot of mess. Think about what's happened over your week. I'm sure you've had a few messes to clean up because we aren't perfect. We may want to be perfect, but we're never going to reach perfection. But we can learn to live and thrive within our marriages if we understand where apologies fit in. Now, again, I just listed a few of these apologies, and you can say and put names to them yourself. You may have a few other experiences that you want to add on, right? Because marriage is a lifetime. It's a commitment. We need to understand that a commitment was made for better or for worse. We tend to forget that for worse part, don't we? Honestly, we would prefer to have everything go right. We want to be perfectionist. We want to have everything our way, which is obviously the right way, because if it's our way, that means it's right because it never can be wrong. But in actuality, that's not what we get. So you know what you get in marriage, right? You and your spouse have come to terms, whether it's through your period of dating, you came up with ways to communicate. How, oh wait, if he hurts you, how do you deal with it? And if you hurt him, how does he deal with it? And so you come to terms. You may not actually have this discussion, which we really need to, but it puts us in an uncomfortable position. Most of us don't know even how to formulate sentences to say, can we talk about apologies and how it makes sense in a marriage? We don't. We don't know how to communicate our wrongdoings. Most of the time, this is not something that is spoken or agreed upon. It just happens from each of you being the you you were raised to be. We don't put a lot of thought into how we should acknowledge our wrongdoings or how we should apologize. We just don't. Yet, we're in a fallen world. And there are going to be mistakes, everyday mistakes. So to answer the question, do apologies matter? The answer is yes, it does. But how to apologize is key. How we go about it is really the key. So think of an apology as an acknowledgement that you recognize the wrong. That's what it is. So how can you make apologies count and matter in your marriage? Well, apologies put your spouse first. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Apologies put your spouse first. Oh, I already hear you. I know this is not a popular way to think of it, but we don't do popular here. We keep it real with a heavenly mindset. And I bring up these tough topics to challenge us to live a life of impact, to challenge you to live beyond what you've been exposed to. Life is not about being right. Life is a journey where you learn and seek what gifts God has in store for you. Consider it a scavenger hunt. The game of life can be overwhelming, or you can overwhelm the game of life and live. So let's look at how apologies put your spouse first. Well, number one, there's no finger pointing. Nope. It's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's not about wronging someone else because you were wronged. No, we've heard that verse, right? You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. No finger pointing here. Just because you were wrong doesn't mean you have the right to go and wrong that person. But be honest, we have those tendencies, don't we? We do. It's like, oh, he jabbed me here, so I'm going to go jab him there. He poked me here, I'm going to poke him there. I'm going to get back at him. That doesn't bring about anything. So apologies put your spouse first when there's no finger pointing, period. There's none. Number two, you have to acknowledge the wrong. Own the fault. What did you do wrong? What was the mistake? Now understand this, you control only you. So if you're wanting your spouse, and I can hear it already in your mind, you're going, oh man, he sure does need to listen to this episode. I get it. But so do we. It's a two-way street. You can control only you. So acknowledge the wrong, your wrong. Own your fault. What you did wrong. What was the mistake? It's not about saying, oh, well, because you said this 3 hours ago, and then all of this happened with the kids. And so when we were in the bathroom, I just decided that this was going to happen. And so I just lashed out at you. And yeah, that's how it happened. So I guess, yeah, I'm sorry. That's not an apology. Now, some would say, oh, yes, it is. No, it's not. Because what did you do and all that? You went against the number one rule, pointing fingers. Because you did this, then that steamrolled all of this to happen. So ultimately, who's the one at fault? Well, he is. That's pointing fingers. You control only you. Acknowledge you're wrong. It's hard to do. I know. I live it. I'm one who doesn't want to be wrong. I like to say I'm a very determined woman. Oh, yes, but I can have a very strong, stubborn streak. So either way you look at it, for me, it's like, oh, I got to own this. Do I really have to own this? Lord says, yes, you do, Christiane. It's time for you to own it. And there's something about it. It's actually freeing. So think back to a time recently. I'm not saying like go a year or two ago. I'm talking about like the last couple days. And think about it. Maybe it was over laundry, or maybe it was something over dinner, or shoes on the floor, or something in the car. What was it that, you know, got you all in this tizzy? Did you acknowledge the wrong? Your wrong? And finally, number three, give honor with an apology. You see, apologies put your spouse first. When you apologize the right way, you give honor with an apology. This is a way for you to say you're sorry for making a mistake without intentionally wanting to hurt them. You are putting them first. And you're like, wait a minute, but they could have wronged me too. Yes, they could have. They maybe did. But who do you control? Only you. So your response to wrongdoings is from your side. That means what you did wrong, not pointing out, not saying, oh, I've got to place half the blame over here. We're not playing the blame game. Bury it. It will destroy a marriage in a heartbeat. Because after a while, what happens? All this stuff, this mess, it turns to bitterness. And then nobody wants to talk to anybody. And then other, you know, you've got your spouse or maybe even you seeking out someone else because, oh, they're giving me something else that I'm not getting within my marriage. It complicates your marriage. Now, one of the biggest questions I get most is, what about me? When do my feelings and my hurts matter? What about me? Well, this is where it's tough to swallow. It's not about you. It's not about me. An apology ignites forgiveness for the wrongdoing to be burned and forgotten. Think about that. An apology ignites forgiveness. When you say, I'm sorry, for whatever it is, and it may just be a simple thing as to, man, it was your tone of voice. You just kind of in the morning. You got up on the wrong side of the bed, whatever. But you can't use the excuse, hon, I just got up on the wrong side of the bed. Now, if it's truly a one light, you know, blue moon moment, we have those in our life. Okay, then sometimes apologies, they don't have to be happening all the time. But apologies open up the door for what? Forgiveness. Because you're acknowledging, hey, I fell short here. But I want you to know that I fell short. And I'm going to try and work on it. And that other person says, wow. And then they can go about. Again, you control only you. It's the starter, right? An apology is the starter. It's the pilot. You have a pilot light on your grill to help what? To start it up, to help the flames ignite. Well, an apology does just that. It sparks the act of forgiveness from the one you love most. You control only you. So if you can be that spark to ignite forgiveness in your marriage, you will be able to build a stronger foundation. Is it easy? No way. It so is not. Some days, yeah, it comes easy. Other days, no. And the crazy thing is as a mom and a dad, you have to teach your children this too. And to explain it to them, it's like, mind blown. They're not going to get it, but they get it when you model it. Are you going to get it right all the time? No. Am I going to point fingers at you when you do wrong? No. But when you become self-aware and we begin to talk about these deeper subjects, you're like, an apology? I really hadn't thought about it. No, you haven't, because most people don't. We're not sitting around going, gosh, I wonder why. I don't understand why he's mad at me. Well, because maybe I haven't said I'm sorry for the last 200 incidences that I've done. And yes, believe it or not, it's personal. And if I'm the one that's at fault, I'm the one who needs to say I'm sorry. Now, I hear it already. Emails are starting to fly. What if I'm the one who's wronged and I'm truly just right? It's all on him. I do everything. With that, I say go to the Lord in prayer. Because again, you can't change him. You can't. But you can model for him. And believe it or not, they do notice these things. Now, yes, I am a big big proponent when it comes to counseling, when it comes to coaching in marriages. It is all so important. But when they're not willing, or that's not even up for discussion, or you don't even know where to start, then you start with yourself. You model it. That's where it's tough to swallow. Now, I get that these aren't always going to be the right answers for absolutely everything in your life. These are guidelines. This is a place to start. Because we're not having these conversations, and we need to have them. There's no reason why we should have all these failed marriages in our world like we do. None. But we want that convenience. We want the drive-through, give me my happy meal marriage. Put it all together. And I get a surprise at the end of it. Woohoo! It's going to be perfect, yummy, hot and tasty all the time. That's not life. Maybe it is if you drive through your local McDonald's, you'll get that happy meal, but it won't be the happy meal marriage. Do apologies matter? They do matter. The question is, are you willing to do what it takes to start the ignition when it comes to using them? Being watchful, saying, oh, yeah, this is where I really screwed up. Sometimes we really screw up bad. Another time it's just like, oh, well, I didn't really mean to. But there's something freeing about owning our mistakes. That's when your marriage goes deeper. Because you're not just kind of living like, oh, okay, yeah, we're just kind of taking up space in the same room. No, you're experiencing life at a different level, a deeper level. Because you're being vulnerable. It's a piece of your heart that's saying, I wronged you and I'm sorry for that. Jesus modeled it to us. We're to model it also. We're raising up next generations. So it starts with us. If you're struggling in your marriage, or if you're at the point of just having some intense challenges, you need to talk about it. You don't even know where to start. You're like, I don't know what's wrong. Just like everything's wrong. Or this is the area, but I don't even know how to go about it. Or we've tried counseling and I don't know what to do. You're at a loss for words. I get it. I've been there. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, I know you've heard this, but maybe today you're listening to it for the first time with your heart. And God's pulling at you going, why haven't you done this yet? Click on the link. That will begin our conversation. Apologies do matter. You can control only you. Start impacting the world today. By owning your own mistakes, owning your wrongs, owning your faults, owning your successes, owning your celebrations. God created you on purpose for a purpose, to live, love, and impact. Go out today, be present, be incredible. And most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.